Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, would anyone suggest to the old guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier that it's okay if you're a little bit lax and unkept? Or that the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier should be more casual and informal and more folksy? That'd be absurd. Why would anyone suggest the rituals of man should have more reverence and dignity than rituals of God? And the scripture's filled with it. And you get the point. That's why we do what we do here. And I don't know anyone that goes to Arlington National Cemetery or even up the road to the Leavenworth National Cemetery and not struck by awe. Row after row of graves, the names, the dates of those who lay there that gave so much for the freedoms that we now enjoy. The white stones mark duty, service, sacrifice, and the reverent awe at the Tomb of the Unknowns, the precision of the guards. Great care goes into maintaining that place because of what it means, a place of honor. Respect. It's an important place to remember those who laid down their lives for our nation. But it was never meant to be. God created the world. He didn't create cemeteries. He created a garden. He created us to live and not die. And the earth was never meant to contain the bodies of man. And our Lord comes to address this. Jesus didn't come just to give life. Even more, he came to take away your sin and your death. His duty, sacrifice, takes all of our life-stealing sin upon himself. All of it for you, hurting you, sinful you, struggling you. Jesus came and entered sin and death and cemeteries of our creation. All Saints' Day. A day to celebrate those insignificant and those unknown in this world. Those not so famous and maybe they're only remembered by you or forgotten. Saints, holy ones, made so by the blood of Jesus. And we remember the saints of risen Savior. Diane, Ken, Gage, Edna, Robert, Betty Lou, Loretta, Cliff, Bob, Dorothy, Betty, Edna, Richard, Bud, Mara, John, Russell, Eugene, Grace, Bill, Pat, Alan, Gertrude, Raymond, Lydia, Evelyn, Willie, Lewis, Walter, Marvin, Elda, Carolyn, Jim, Norma, Marjorie, Ruth, Eugene, Larry, Howard, William, Lloyd, Linda, Kathy, Colleen, Michael, Maurice, Jeanette, Nancy, Brandy, Esther, Pat, Marianne, Chris, Alex, Reagan, Daryl, and Sharon. And also a number of little saints who died miscarried in their mother's womb. Oh, how he loves all of them. Loves you. The hurt, the pain of loss is still there. Whether it's been months or years since your loved one died, you never get over grief. You get on, you get by, you adapt to the loss of their presence, but you never quite get over their death. I mean, nor should you. Your heart still aches. You know, for some, hardly a day goes by that you do not think of the special person. Find all your comfort in the Lord himself. That is enough. Salvation belongs to the Lamb. He brings life from a cemetery. Defeated death dies for us. How then can his children die? Yet We miss their physical presence bitterly. We mourn and weep, but we do not mourn as the world. We do not mourn as those without hope. Our separation is only temporary. And we have not lost them. And you will not miss out on anything this world has to offer with them. You will be restored to them. They will be put back into your arms. And you will realize you haven't lost anything for eternity. When I visit the sick, the dying, I always tell them when I leave, and you should say this too, I will see you again. And that's not a promise I can keep, but that's a promise our Lord keeps. I will see them again, either here or in paradise with our Lord. You will embrace them again. Salvation belongs to the Lamb, and yet he gives it away to the likes of us. St. John sees a multitude of nations, people, yes, even some Germans. He has relieved them of all their burdens, bestows his own inheritance, and of all their joys, here is the greatest. Jesus is in their midst. That's what blessed means, to be with Jesus, united to him, his kingdom. Blessed. You heard the Beatitudes today. I mean, do you realize what Jesus means in those Beatitudes of the gospel? So often the Beatitudes are taught as if-then statements. That if you do this, then you're blessed. It's God's spiritual rules, virtues that you must do to be blessed. And that's not true. It is dead wrong. Those Beatitudes are of sweetest gospel, God's work to you. Jesus is telling you who you really are in him. I mean, every time St. Matthew uses blessed, makaris in Greek, it deals with salvation, present and eternal. Blessed is forgiven. Blessed means saved. Blessed is receiving his kingdom, all that Jesus has to give. His obedience, his passion, death, his resurrection, his life. Blessed is to be with Jesus. And so is your life each day. Amid so many failures and yearnings, amid so many scars and brokenness, your mourning and joys, dear saints, be certain this day of what's yours. Know three things well. First, you are his saints. Not that you've earned it or deserved it. I mean, you aren't good enough. A wretched sinner until your last breath. But he makes you holy, a saint forgiven his, who you are, blessed in him. And second, rejoice in the blessed death of those before us. Their bodies sleep in the ground while they, their souls wait for you in heaven. What joys are theirs, never to hurt again, in perfect bliss. And third, be ready for a blessed reunion when your Lord calls you home. And when I give people Holy Communion on their deathbed, so far it hasn't restored any to health. Many tears. The comfort from Christ. And communion is the medicine they needed most. Medicine of immortality. It prepared them for paradise with the saints, unites them in the risen body and blood of Jesus, and forgives their sins. You know, from conception in the womb, we protect the life God creates, and we fight like crazy against death until it's time. And pray, Lord, let your servant depart in peace. Your word's been fulfilled. And amen, come Lord Jesus, find me. And we confess with St. Paul, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And we get to confess with Thomas, to touch those nail-scarred hands, fall at his feet and cry, "My Lord and my God." It will happen. Until then, the church in heaven and on earth come together here as in no other way, and we celebrate the feast with them. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, that's your mom and that's your dad, that's your grandma, your child, your spouse, all the company of heaven, gather around the Lamb and his throne. The Lamb who was slain lives. What matters? What endures? And our cemeteries are only temporary, and he will bring you home. You are not an unknown. You, as unimportant, insignificant to this world, and those before us, uniquely loved, significant, you are so uniquely loved and significant to the Lord. Never forgotten. And you will not miss out on anything this life has to offer or time with loved one. You will have all things in heaven with Christ, with your loved ones. Eternity is yours today, dear blessed saints. In the name of Jesus, amen.